Hey, what's going on? All right, let me pin this. Mo, are you there? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I guess we're having a little technical difficulty off top. You can hear. Oh, here we go. Sorry.
Yeah, my
That's my
mic was
bad.
muted. Thank you. I was like, my mic's muted.
I'm
I have no
like,
control
I
on that.
can't hear you.
Because you muted my mic. I have no control over
I
what you
know I
do in
have
the
to mute
control
it
booth.
initially when we go start.
Okay, so
Anyways,
don't forget
welcome.
about me.
I know I forgot. Yo, I've been on vacation for a
Talk
minute.
about
I'm
that. Talk about your
still.
vacation. Talk about your vacation. What you
Hey,
been doing? What's
listen.
great?
Vacation was good. What's up, Natasha? She's already in the house. I appreciate that. We took a road trip. Me and my dog went for a road trip to Seattle, and Suge got to ride on a ferry. He got to hang out with my mom's dog Nala. We hung and did some touristy stuff. Of course, I had crab, fresh Dungeness. You can't beat
Oh, you
that.
can't. Not at all.
You really can't. And then I flowed the river a couple times out in Washington, and then we drove to Missoula and met up with my brother and had some Dobie's teriyaki, of course,
Shout out Dobie's
and
teriyaki.
some
I'm
do
waiting to try that. I can't
Listen,
wait.
here's what pissed me off. He didn't tell me he was closed on the weekend, so we get there Friday evening. He's like, "Oh, I got a couple small teriyakis for you, just saved." And I'm like, "So we can't get no more?" He's like, "Well, I'm not gonna be open until Monday night."
He couldn't make nothing special for y'all since it was an extra, you know what I mean?
Listen, listen. I was already, yeah. But in his defense, we did go for two good floats. I did almost die on one of the rivers.
Gosh, dog it.
I had a near death experience, but I have great guardian angels, so I was happy for that. But hey, so I'm here. We had a great time in Montana. Drove back, got back to Vegas Monday night, and here we are, you know? I hadn't had
Here we
gotten
are.
a chance to watch a lot of sports over the weekend just because I was out doing so much. But I know about, the NBA tipped off finally. We finally had that. And WNBA's second week was here. Our Lights had their first game on Saturday. So yeah. I see you got your
Sports
light
is
shirt
back.
on. Sports is
Yeah, I'm gonna
back.
represent my boys, even though they didn't have the win on Saturday. That's okay. Now you've been there in spirit. You've been to a couple of major league games in spirit. You were actually at one at the Mariners game. I'm really mad that your cutout didn't catch the foul ball. That I'm tight about.
And I'm tight
But
because it
it's
was Kyle
cool.
Lewis too, and I'm a new Kyle Lewis fan, so I'm all ready for that.
Equally tight that you couldn't catch a foul ball with your cardboard cutout, which, it's understandable. At least it didn't ricochet off your face. That would have been the worst. I
But
don't know if
here's
you would
the
have posted that
deal.
video if that
If
ball had hit one of them
supposedly
posters.
if the ball hits your cutout, they contact you to send you that foul ball.
Oh, so you want
So
the
I'm
ball to
like,
hit you.
hit me then.
Yeah, it won't be a catch, but I'll take the hit to the
Well, I'll
face.
take it. I will take
Right.
it. I mean, I'm
Okay.
just
All
saying.
right. All
That's just,
right. Hey,
that's where it is.
$30. $30
And
gets you a
for
free
$30, I
fireball.
mean, I feel bad that the rest of the MLB couldn't have that price point that we got. You know what I mean? Because what were the
Yeah, see, we're
Dodgers like
not a.
200 or something like that?
Yeah, but we're a winning team, so that's the difference.
I
When you
get
don't have
it.
people
I
fill your
get it.
stands on the regular.
I mean,
I mean,
I
but still,
understand.
I feel like it should be a thing where you it should be all equal opportunities for that. The cool thing about the NBA is I don't think there's a charge to go on the Microsoft thing and be a virtual fan. I think that's pretty cool that anybody can just kind of tap into
Is
that.
that what's happening? Because I was going to ask you if you
Yeah,
knew
it's through
about
Microsoft. So if you go through it's a website, a fan page
that.
through Microsoft. I think it's a waiting period. Like, I think there's a lot of people that's tapping into that. So it just
Okay.
kind of flashes when it's your turn up. I think it keeps revolving. You don't stay
Really?
in the seat. Yeah, I
Well,
think
that's
that's
so
what's cool.
cool. Because then if you can see yourself up there, wow, I mean,
Yeah,
that's.
if you can catch a moment where you're up there, that'd be dope. Yeah.
Man, I would love that.
But it's so funny because the people on the that are in the virtual thing are sitting there very unamused, or they're just waiting. I don't know what their mood is, but it's weird how their facial expressions are just kind of like, So they're just sitting there like not doing anything.
Right.
Like, they're not, like some of them show some reaction, and it seems to me they only show a reaction when the cameras pan to them. Like they know that the camera is showing them, and then they're like, "Woo, yay, look at me." But
right.
The rest of the time in gameplay, yeah, they're just kind of sitting there like business as usual.
Because they don't know what they're going to be shown.
Yeah, I guess
so
not.
They just kind of sit back. They're at the comforts of their own home. They're sipping back drinks. They're hanging out.
Oh,
they're
yeah, relaxing. Without doubt. I mean, that's, hey.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't. Yeah. Not at all. Not even with a bat. Yeah. your mom tapped in. I love that she is giving props and stuff. She says, hi, sis and Mo. Remember to turn you on. Nala says, hi. Just got home from picking her up from daycare. Well, I'm glad that she had a good daycare.
Because Nala's lonely right now. You know what I'm saying? So she doesn't have Shug there to bother, and she needs something. What's up, Jose?
Hey, Jose.
Lisa, Bedding in Heels is in the house.
Cal, what's up,
hey,
Cal?
Listen. Our guys off the strip podcast, they got their back up and running on Sundays. It's 4 o'clock Pacific time. I was screwing it up because I thought it was 7 o'clock Pacific time. It was on.
Well, you know, he's on the Maryland side, so he can't do 7. That's a little too late for him.
Yeah, I didn't. And, you know, I wasn't hip to that. So
yeah, you were river running it. You were river running it.
Yeah,
doing awesome Raging Rapids and Roaring Rapids and Fairy Time and stuff. That's great, but, though.
I think it's time to get our guests on. Because
oh, yes,
here's the deal.
We do have guests. We do have
me
guests.
And Mo, having been sports fans for probably majority of our lives, we've heard this saying so many times. There's a saying about, oh, well, what do women know about sports? I came across, and I don't know if it was through like Arlington and Palmer, because there's that St. Louis connection through In the Zone or not, but I came across these ladies' podcast. It's What Do Women Know About Sports? Because clearly, I know you and me have had that question a lot, and then we have to burn those people that want to talk.
Have you had that question? I don't get asked those questions.
Well, I get that, and I get the question. Oh wow, you really know about sports. Like if you're
sitting
in a bar.
I don't get any of that. I don't get any of that anymore. You know why? Because we have a show. That's why. So we don't get those kinds of questions, okay? Because if you guys are really tuning in to Girl Chat Sports and you guys are sharing, because we need everybody to share before we bring our guests on. We have a show, so we do know what we know about sports. But we're going to introduce these ladies that know something else about sports, put them on the map as well. So let's just get them on in the chat.
Welcome, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Yes. I am so in love with these two ladies. I'm especially in love with the St. Louis thing. Shout out to the St. Louis folks. You guys are doing your thing, man.
Yes.
The Blues were doing their thing. Like, yeah, you guys are on it. And then the XFL is getting back, but we'll talk about that. But introduce your guys' selves and tell everyone about you.
Well, I'm Vicky D. So again, from St. Louis. I have been in love with sports since I was little. It started with my uncle playing basketball in high school. Also grew because my grandmother loved basketball. So I grew up, you know, watching it with her and just,
Okay. I like that. I like that grandma knows.
Yes. She was a huge Bulls and Lakers fan. So.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. We'll take it. I will take that.
I'll
take the Bulls and the Lakers. I like that she was a double dose.
Yeah.
I like that. Go for it.
I'm Bree Nicole, or just Bree. And, I've been a Lakers fan like pretty much my whole life. Like, I know my dad is a diehard Lakers fan, so that's probably where I get it from. I know we watched a couple of like Lakers playoffs and like during the Kobe era together, and we would just yell at the TV. So that's where I get my love, like I guess from sports. From I take it very seriously. I've had a couple of friends like who are Celtics fans. So during basketball season, like, we just can't be friends because it doesn't work.
I understand.
You get it.
I understand. I totally understand. It's good to have healthy debates, but when you're ready to grab your knife out the kitchen drawer, then it gets into some stuff. So I'd rather you just go that way and stay over there during the season. Yeah, I get it. So, ladies, you do your show. Can you give us, like, as far as the time specifics and what you basically cover and what your main focus is as far as this podcast? What audience are you trying to reach? What's the goal of having your show?
So for me, I guess I can speak for Vicky too. Our goal is just to like, just sit and talk about it. And just, so we typically discuss like whatever happens during that week And we usually record on Fridays, like once we both get off work. And we talk about like whatever like big events happen, or I guess the previous week or during the week of. And our audience is to reach whoever listens. It's like whoever wants to sit and hear me talk about sports and give my opinion, or who wants to debate with me. Me and Vicky don't do a lot of debating, but when we do, it's really serious. That's my goal.
Yeah. And Vicky, what do you gain?
So for me, and also for Bree as well, our mission is to debunk, you know, the people who think that we don't know about sports.
That damn stereotype, you know?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's kind of our mission too, hence the title. So yeah.
So how did you guys have known each other for a little while, or how did you guys come together and think of, hey, let's start a sports podcast?
So we went to college together. That's how I know Vicky. We went to it's the university here in St. Louis. It's Western University. I'm not going to represent it because, you know, our mascot is a made-up animal. So there you have it.
What's the mascot? I want to know.
It's so a Gorlock.
It's called a Gorlock, but it's the name comes from like three different streets. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. It's very weird.
That sounds like St. Louis.
So I know her from Webster. After I graduated my undergrad, I took a semester off between me starting my master's program. It was after my master's program. I was like, so what am I going to do now? And most people who knew me knew that I had a thing for sports. I wanted to work in sports. And I had interned with the Blues one season, and I loved it. I knew nothing about hockey until I interned for the Blues. It was the best. It was one of the greatest experiences I have ever went through. I actually got a chance to like go to the games. I experienced a playoff atmosphere in hockey. Awesome. So when that ended for me, I was like, I want to stick with that, but I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure how to go about it. So I had conversations with a lot of my friends and family members, and one particular friend, she gave me the idea of doing a podcast. And she was like, why don't you do a podcast and talk about different sports, like as your way to get into the industry? And I was like, I like the idea, but who's going to want to talk with me? I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself. Like, I just can't do that. And so I said, do you want to be a host with me? And she was like, no, but just like ask around and find someone like who would and just find that co-host who would fit well with you. I ran across like a few different people. They either couldn't do it or I feel like it wasn't a fit. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was on Twitter and I was like, Victoria may be a really good fit. So I reached out to her and she was like, all for it. And the funny thing is, we sat on the idea for a year. So, So when me and her, when we decided that it was going to be like, okay, let's do this, we would actually go up to Webster on Saturdays in the library and sit and brainstorm like a title, a name for the podcast, colors, all of that. And then we just sat on it for a year because like life happens, and we was just like, whatever. And maybe last year, my other friend, she's a creative as well. She asked me and she was like, Bree, like, where's the podcast? And I was like, we never went and did anything with it. So I texted Victoria and I was like, we need to go buy microphones. And that was the first step. Like we met up on a Saturday, went to Best Buy, and we each bought a microphone. And from there, it's been a year.
The magic has happened. That is so great. I love it too. I love it too. So you being a hockey girl then, Bree, how was that monumental moment? Walk me through the emotions of the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. Okay. And what that meant to you after your internship and getting attached to them.
Oh, it was awesome. I will say that it was awesome, but it was also bittersweet because they played the Boston, who was the team?
Bruins.
The Bruins, yes. Sorry.
No.
And David Backes plays for the Bruins now, and he was the St. Louis Blues captain like like forever. So it was kind of a bittersweet moment because like he was an amazing player for the Blues. I loved him as a player. And so for us to win it, our very first one, and he not be a part of it, especially for me, it was kind of like, aw, this is really sweet. But the moment in general was amazing. I actually thought I knew it was gonna go 7 games. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't think like we would win it all just because like I'm never that lucky. But it was an amazing feeling. I actually wasn't at home to like watch the entire game. I was on my phone, like I heard it through the radio. I was actually at Bible class at church. So when I did get home and I turned it on and they won, I was probably yelling for a good hour. I stayed up all night and watched the after show. It was just awesome to see. I know how big of a sports city St. Louis is, and us losing a big platform or a big team like the Rams was a downer. And so for this moment, it was like, yeah, we're gonna live in this forever. It was awesome. I was kind of up. I wasn't sad, but I did miss like the official parade and stuff, but I watched it on TV. It was just awesome to just, I guess, be a part of and just say I lived through it and like I went through it, because we've gone through it like with the Cardinals before as winning world championships. We've gone through it with the Rams and winning the Super Bowl, but it was just different for the Blues just because I knew they were a good enough team. This was their moment, and like I was able to say I witnessed it, and I'm still on a high from it as well. So hopefully they repeat this season. I'm not sure like how hockey's gonna go currently, but as far as now goes, I'm still a Stanley Cup champion.
Okay. All right. We'll let you have that. We're going to see what our Knights do, though. We're going to see what our Knights do, though. You know, our Knights, we've been there to the appearance, and you know, we got a new coach and everything, and we got a system that's working. And I believe we won our first match, if I'm not mistaken. So we are on a roll against the Stars. So we'll be there. We might be facing off with y'all. We may. I'm ready. It's round robin, so we may be going that way with y'all. And I'm so, Bree, what is your team? Are you a Rams fan and hate that they went to LA, or are you a Cardinals girl? Are both of you guys Cardinals girls? Because we're going to talk about that too, with their situation they got going on right now.
I'm diehard Cardinal Nation.
Cardinal Nation? Okay. Yeah. And then for you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Grew up watching the Cubs, because Cubs are our rivals. So grew up watching, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa battle it out. Like,
oh yeah, that was the home run derby.
That was exciting for us.
Yeah.
Definitely Cardinals fan. I am a Blues fan. I didn't like the Rams like that. But, I mean, whatever. But I wish you had a basketball team. But yeah.
I don't care for. I mean, I'll watch a football game. When the Rams was here, it was just when the Rams were here, for me, it was like, yay, Rams football. But I was upset with the way they left. I really could care less about the Rams now.
it wasn't really our team to begin with.
That's true.
Very true.
And if you're home,
but you guys had a nice little stand with them, and unfortunately, that's how it happens. You know, my Sonics are elsewhere too. So,
I know.
But anyway, actually, the Golden Knights play the Blues tomorrow at 3:30.
Oh, okay. Game time.
So maybe we'll have to take like a little online wager or something as to, you know, because our teams are good. We're in the round robin division. So that means that, you know, we're going through the first four, I think it's like 2 games apiece or 3 games apiece. And then we get put into the actual Stanley Cup playoffs. So we're all leading up here. In the Canadian bubble cities for the Pacific Division. So we'll see how that goes. But
well, the bubble's been working pretty good for some teams.
For some leagues. I mean, I think hockey's got it down. They've got the two locations, Toronto, Edmonton. It seems to be working so far. There hasn't been any reports of COVID. Plus, they're outside the United States, which is helpful.
True.
Very helpful. Yeah. Very helpful. Almost essential. Almost like an essential business that it needs to be that way. Yeah.
So let's jump into a little bit about baseball then, because I know that is the one league which is not in a bubble. And like you guys have seen, as well as us, both the Marlins and the Cardinals have had issues in regards to COVID testing. What I had learned today was that apparently two of the guys from the Cardinals were at a casino.
Yep.
Next thing you know, they got COVID. But part of the new protocol is that you can't enter. I just figured that would have been common sense maybe for these guys to know that, yeah, we're supposed to be maintaining social distance and staying healthy for our league. But I guess they felt it was okay just to go to the... Are there a lot of casinos out there?
There's a nice amount.
So did they mention out there locally in the news as far as who these players were, or no one, did anyone, you know, catch them in the, you know, catch them out there enjoying their time, like maybe Lou Williams over at the strip club, or did?
No, they didn't really mention who, but I do know that, like Yadier Molina, who's a catcher, he has it. I don't know if he went to the casino or.
Well, it was 17 staffers and seven of them were players. So
it just
spread like wildfire, depending on who was in contact with who.
Right.
And what are y'all going to do? That's all I want to know. They didn't postpone games. This sets your interplay back. It sets the, it already sets the Marlins interplay back. Like, what is going on? Like, how did, I want to know how these teams can catch up to where everybody else is at in their standings.
Like, we're already behind. Yeah, like you said, we're already behind a few games. I know, like, the Cubs have already played, like, eight or something games or something.
Well,
like,
Cubs are doing good. Cubs are 9-2 right now. They're 9-2 right now.
Right.
So they're hanging in there. But for everyone else that's still trying, that are games behind, and then you guys further behind, I mean, what does that do? I'm just curious to see how that works. I don't understand.
Yeah,
like you think that all of them would cease if one team has it. Let's just put on pause until they catch up. But it's just not the case.
Honestly, feel like they should just cancel MLB and period. Honestly, because like I said, they're not in the bubble. There's too many players to be in the bubble. Just cancel it.
They can't monitor it. They've been trying.
In the first 2 weeks or a week, not even a week and a half, you've got two teams that have basically caused like almost 2 weeks of games to be lost total.
That's not good.
It's not. Good. I think some of the leagues, especially maybe the NFL, need to think about it. I know it's going to be, it's tougher because there's more people, but thinking about even having like, you know, conference or divisional sites where they have a bubble, because I know you couldn't possibly have one bubble for all Major League Baseball or one bubble for all NFL.
But I don't know how that's going to work.
But if you had, you know, four, like, you know, conferences or, I don't know.
I don't know how that can work. I really don't know how that can go, work because you're still having people from different places coming in and out like that. And it's not in one like the NBA.
It may be different for NFL because they only play once a week.
Right.
So
that's true.
Time to like test the players out. So, I mean,
well, three times a week if you count the.
And Bree, if you're listening, I just took her off because I don't know where she went. So if you, I don't know when she comes back on. If I see her picture back up, I'll bring her back in. So, So I mean, the bubble is going to be interesting, but once a week. But then you got practice all week long. And I know for me as a Seahawks fan, we don't, we have the highest miles flown this year. So we technically are going to be flying clear across the way. Oh, there she is. Wow. We'll be flying all across the country. And that's even higher chance for, it seems like, to be getting the COVID.
Sorry, I can hear you. My picture just went away. I got three phone calls back to back.
Yeah, that's what it does. I had that same situation yesterday, last week with this. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, you guys, it's all good. That's fine. You guys are popular ladies right now. It's a hot time.
Hot girl summer until we get into, what is it, fall now? Yeah.
That part.
So, I don't know how it's going to work for football. I know the Raiders just announced the first franchise to announce that there will be no spectators for for this upcoming season in our stadium. Mm-hmm. They stand to lose. They're probably going to be the third team in the league if other teams follow suit with this, to lose major money. They're looking to lose possibly $520 million. If no team decides to have any spectators, they could lose up to $8 billion in revenue. Wow. This is going to be one of the biggest financial hits in any of the sports leagues. So my question is, no spectators, you're losing a chunk of money. One stadium, our stadium's already losing a chunk of money. You're expected to lose billions of dollars. Should they continue? You've got players opting out. Let's not forget. Right. We've got players opting out. You've got an NFL that hasn't made specific strict guidelines as to what the training camps protocol should look like, as well as the practice protocol look like, as well as game time protocols look like. So should they scrap it or what? What do you guys think?
Well, and then just so you know, they have to opt out by tomorrow at 1 o'clock our time.
Oh, gosh. So
without even having all these things set up, without having the safety practices or the protocol mm-hmm. set up, they've got to decide now if they want to play or not. Like Alan Hearns from the Dolphins, he's out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know. But go ahead.
The teams that stand to lose the most money will probably be the Cowboys and Buccaneers and us.
I said that Jerry's gonna probably lose the most money, and I kind of enjoy that. I don't know why. And so
because it's Cowboys related. Yeah. Cowboys related.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like he's definitely a contender in losing some bread for sure. Right. And I always say Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of the whole Brady thing down there and the way the ticket sales went up. So I feel like that'll be a big upset. But for our city, it makes sense. We're one of the hottest states. We're at 50% occupancy for the few properties that are open on the strip. So if you were to open up a season, what visitors are coming and where are they going to stay? If everything is sold out, where's the occupancy go from there? We don't have the capacity to even accommodate fans when they come to town for these games, let alone, you know, have them play in a stadium. So it's just a realistic approach that the Raiders are doing. I'm definitely saddened about it. A lot of people with PSLs are very upset about it, but they are offering refunds for it.
I believe it.
I just think with the Raiders setting a precedent with this, I think other teams will follow suit. I'm just curious to see which teams will.
Well, and I think also because the state regulations with the states, like I know Washington, they're still in phase two, just like we are. And although they want fans there, they legally can't do it unless there's more than 50 people in a public gathering for a sports thing. Just same with Philadelphia and other cities. I mean, there's states that aren't allowing it yet because they don't know if they're going to be able to even have public gatherings over a certain amount. I mean, a lot of the stadiums want to have limited seating. Like you might go from 60, 70,000 down to 12,000, but they're also going to be blocking those first 6 to 8 rows to give distance between the players and the fans. But what do you think about, you know, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, had been saying, hey, if there's no fans, I'm not going either. And they've announced no fans. So Mark's
not
going.
I'm not risking my life. I'm not doing it.
Raiders have always been about the people, even though we're the outlaws of the NFL. We've always been about the people. We've always been the ones that have been the proactive ones to kind of bend the curve a little bit and do the outside norms that normally people won't do, like recruiting different players that normally teams wouldn't take. It's just that's our culture. So I'm not surprised by him saying what he said about not going. I don't blame him. It's health over everything. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, the good news is that we have NBA and for where it stands right now, the bubble is working. It's a good look. WNBA is playing. It's working for them as well. It just seems to be one of those things, if you step outside the bubble, that it brings problems, but it's not even a big problem because you're still quarantined away from the facility. And then when you come back to the facility, you still have to quarantine. They're testing their players every day. I mean, it's a good look as it stands. So time will tell with the football thing.
They also announced that they weren't going to be that they've had no positive tests. Like those 300
positive cases.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 343. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good look.
I mean,
it's a good look. It's a really good look. Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad if they scrapped football. I really wouldn't.
You're not a football person anyway, so I feel like you could take it or leave it. I don't know.
What if they took the Lakers away right now?
Right. Oh, don't say that. Exactly. That's the same way we would feel. I know. And for Cal and whoever this other character is talking about our Lakers losing, we clinched our division. So our
I don't know if any of y'all know Darnell. In here.
Who is Darnell? Because I asked him, like, who are you? Because he's like, you still took an L today. It doesn't matter. We clinched our division. What'd your team do? Did your team clinch? I don't think so. Are you your team going to the playoffs? I don't know. Don't come for us. We're already there. We know we're going to the playoffs, and it's been the first time since 6 seasons, so I have to puff my chest out a little bit because it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little excited.
And granted, yes, we lost to the Thunder. Okay, yes. We play the Houston Rockets tomorrow. Dwight was out on a little knee sprain or whatever the case may be. We'll see what it does tomorrow. One thing that I'm curious about, the one thing with the Lakers, it's really fascinating. And Bree, maybe you notice this too, is we are able to analyze games. And this is with any team. It's almost like a soap opera. You're able to analyze games a little bit more in depth. You're actually hear the players. But you're also seeing units up close and personal. And some of these systems that Frank Vogel's doing, like he'll have a unit out there that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, why? You know? And I don't know if it's a test to kind of just see what's going to work when we roll into playoff season. But if one system works where you have LeBron running point in the first half and then you have AD running at the second half or AD doing some other things with Deion Waiters and having a clutch Danny Green out there and all that, it works. Just keep it going. Don't mess it up. And today I feel like it was a big mismatch, even with the missing element of Dwight and putting in Markieff Morrison, who's totally useless in my opinion, but to put him in for Dwight, it just kind of was like, maybe not have a center position, just keep it power forwards in the system, make it run all bigs and see what it does. We should have not have lost to OKC, but again, we clinched, so I don't care. I do not care. Clippers lost last night too. I don't see y'all who ride them, and they had everybody. Even Lemon Pepper Lou was back. And they lost.
Lemon Pepper Lou. So,
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Where's y'all people?
Did you see his post game when he was like, I mean, it's just something that I usually always do, so I figured be okay. Again, where was the common sense that said, oh yeah, let me start Magic City because this is what I usually do when I'm here, but you're in a bubble now.
It was
an inconsiderate move. I mean, he played a little bit yesterday and it didn't do anything for the team, thus the loss. So maybe he's humbled now. Maybe he knows that, hey, I need to be with my team. It's about
Beverly wasn't really on.
He hasn't been playing the last few games either. Anyway, Melissa, I mean, here's the deal. The thing of it is this, we can say what people will do in postseason. You don't know what AD can do in postseason. Right. That's the scary part. You don't know what AD and LeBron together can do in postseason. Right. So this is just a regular season game. We got a few more weeks left. We play the Clippers again at the end of the month. And then we go on. But we're there. We are there.
All right, let's go to some neutral territory. Let's talk about Devin Booker and these Suns. Because they now are 3-0. The Suns, the Phoenix Suns, are in the bubble at 3-0.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean,
Devin Booker did his thing. I mean, but he's going to leave. I don't think he's going to stay with the Suns.
I like Devin Booker.
I like him, but I don't think he's going to stay.
If they pay him, they may. They don't.
I mean, he needs support, though. He needs support.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't have support. And this is a great highlight. I mean, we're looking at T.J. Martin. T.J. Martin has one turnover in the last three games, personal turnover in the last three games, has been dropping 50 pieces, 30 pieces. Where'd this kid come from Indiana Pacers?
Question about that though. So do you think the numbers are going to be like kind of skewed because there are no fans, there's no pressure. So like the players that you wouldn't expect to get 50 points are all of a sudden get 50 points. All these players getting like 34 points.
Absolutely. There's not a distraction of fans and crowds. Right. There is a distraction of pressure and possibly from the refs because I'm seeing more technical fouls getting called just because they're now hearing the players' voices. And they get them because they say little comments.
From the bench.
I know because they say little stuff, and the refs are hearing it now, and there's no crowd to overshadow it. So now you're getting these ticky tack calls. So now they have to censor themselves on the floor. That's their biggest thing.
And I think that's garbage. I mean,
it is garbage.
On the court, and I'm getting a technical.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's trash.
It is. It is. It is. It's giving away points and it's haterism, but you know, it is what
you
it
know?
Is.
You know?
Well, I think it's
the NBA too.
Well, and I think it's especially for the NBA because they're used to having those large crowds. I mean, not to say that Major League Baseball or football aren't, but they don't have them right there at them. Like there was, I think, a play during the Lakers game where there was a knocked ball and no one got it because there was no fan that's usually there on the side of the court to catch it and throw it back to the ref. Right. So they had to go find another ball. They didn't know what else to do. Like,
it's just crazy. But I'm enjoying it.
That Devin Booker moment definitely needed some audience.
It did need some audience. But let's give props to the Brooklyn Nets beating out Milwaukee.
Man.
How did that happen?
And not they just beating even, them out. Not even just beating them out. They the spread was like plus 19 or plus 18 and a half. Like, had you bet that spread?
Without KD
and Kyrie and Jamal Crawford. Because remember, he got hurt right in the first 4 minutes of the game. Jamal Crawford's out. So you didn't even have him to help you, but you had other players that were doing their thing.
I mean, granted, Giannis didn't play the whole second half. I mean,
they're resting. A lot of them are resting. A lot of them are not tripping off of this. A lot of them are resting. I think what I see coming out of the East, in my opinion, it looks like it's going to be a Toronto team, a Bucks team, and a Miami Heat team. Because let's be real, Kelly and Bam brought it last night with no Jimmy buckets. And they were playing someone like a Boston team that everybody was expecting Boston to win that game, honey. Them Heat turned it on and did not play around. And Kelly is a big guy. For a big to score double digits like he did last night, it was incredible. So I think those are going to be my top three. Sixers, I mean, they played the Wizards today. That ain't nothing. I mean, come on. That is nothing.
But what about they might be in the fourth place.
Oh, Luka's doing his thing. He's the number one, what is it, double deuce guy? He's the only one that
needs like
a triple double guy.
He's the youngest in the history of the NBA.
Right. But like, I mean, again, major. Is that going to win you a championship?
I mean, it may be one. I'm not saying this year, but it could definitely something you want to build on. Because that Dallas team, I mean, it don't take much to get them into a playoff contention where they're.
Well, they're definitely going to be a playoff contention. I just don't see them going as far as I can't really predict the West. The West, you never know. It may sneak up on you and surprise you. Portland is balling out of their minds, too.
Listen,
Carmelo
is skinny Mello from Syracuse days. Dame Dollar, who is Dame the exact Dollar. Type of player as well.
Breed, is not. I love Dame Lillard.
Dame Lillard. I love him too. I love him as a rapper. He got great tracks. His music catalog is on fire. Okay. So I'm all about him. And he's the exact style of player as Russell Westbrook. They're pretty much in unison. They say the same jersey number, and he owned him last night. I'm sorry, Dame Dollar's that guy.
I'm just not a Dame Dollar person or a Daniel. Oh my God, I'm so mad I just called him Dame Dollar. I'm not a Damian Lillard person.
You can call him Dame Dollar. I will not.
Because the way he performed at the All-Star, it lost me. No.
That was just for fun. Listen to the album. Go on Spotify.
You can't judge an artist on their live performance. If you suck live,
that's it for me.
Rappers aren't good performers. It's only like a select few.
Select few are the ones I probably like.
Speaking of that, I'll segue real quick. So we've got Rick Ross and 2 Chainz tomorrow night. Who y'all got?
I got Rick Ross.
Who you got, Vicky? I mean, Vicky got Rick Ross. Who you got, Bree?
It's a versus between them. I really haven't been keeping up with the verse. It's too many.
I know. But it's
Vicky, if you don't get your girl real quick, because these verse battles, man.
I've watched them all. My favorite one was, which is my favorite? The Babyface and Uncle Teddy.
Okay, that was a good one. I think Snoop and DMX actually topped my favorite right there. Yeah. I think that one really did really good for me. It made me happy.
Nelly and Luke. Listen, Nelly disappointed us so bad.
Nelly was drunk for one. He ordered wings during the
whole thing. And y'all had that thunderstorm or something that was passing by and pulled a Teddy Riley with the Wi-Fi and technology. I think that was the end of the road for Versus. They were like, from now on, we're keeping all the artists in the same room. We're just going to have to be there together. That was it.
Listen, Cornell Haynes embarrassed us. I'm so mad. But between
and Rick Ross,
I'm going with 2 Chainz. I just like his name. I like his name.
2 Chainz got bangers that people don't realize that he gonna make y'all twerk on y'all chair. I guarantee it. That is, it's gonna be a good versus. I mean, my Lakers are playing tomorrow night, but I'm trying to admit it. He's collabs. He's a collab king. He's got a lot of hits with a lot of people.
And he's gonna have, that's what something he's gonna be able to put up Rick on that way.
Yeah. But Rick does too. It's gonna be a good one. I just think 2 Chainz got, oh my God, I'm different. You start coming out with I'm different. Everybody about to
get on their heels. The dance hall one was good.
Oh yes, that was good. That was
the first one they did together, I think, was the one that
when it started trending together. Yeah, that was a good one too. Yes.
Ooh, good one, Steph. Thank you.
Yes.
That's tomorrow. I'm excited for that too.
Me too. But the votes are in.
What are you guys thinking as far as I don't know if I know you're not college, I know you're not football fans necessarily, but you guys got, you know, being in school or freshly out of school, you know, college football, they've got to make a decision by the 21st of August. But we've already found out that UConn has decided to forego the entire season. Like, we haven't heard that before. That happened today. We haven't heard any school to just say, you know what? Not in the NCAA D1. We haven't heard of a D1 school saying screw the whole year.
Right.
I'm at a loss because I know, like, there's homecomings that are being affected. Like, all these people, I know a lot of my friends still go to homecoming every year and go to those games. Those have been canceled.
They need to cancel. They can't do it.
Well, I guess that.
Kids are disciplined to not party. You think the kids aren't going to gather when they're on campus?
And that's what
I'm
saying is now what do we do with is football? It can college football continue?
In an open stadium with no fans, possibly.
I don't think so. There's talks about a second wave coming.
Oh, yeah. That's the fall.
Well, so, and then you think about if they're actually having to – I know that, you know, we know our local – middle schools, elementary schools are all going online, it seems like, to start off with. But college, we don't know if they're going online to start with or not. And if they're not, if there are classes, and then those kids that are playing football also are in classes, like, that just seems like a bigger contamination problem. You can't be in a bubble and still be going to school.
Unless you can't be in a bubble being a teenager going to college, first of all. Let's be clear. These kids are not going to listen. We've all been in college. We know we don't listen to rules. Come on.
I work for a college, and we're not virtual.
Yeah.
And we're not starting all virtual. It's a hybrid type of situation.
Okay. So you'll have some days on and some days on virtual.
Yeah.
And the hybrid thing is still a mix, too.
And my school is in D1. I believe it's D2. And they are going to be having sporting events.
Well, yeah, because I think they are or not or aren't.
They are.
I know that D2 and D3 announced the fall sports championships were not going to be held no more.
Okay.
But I don't know as far as that's interesting. It's just the thing that it's like kind of like the NFL. It's like if one team is going to do it one way, you just got to go. I mean, if one team's not playing, why should the rest play? You know what I mean?
I just don't think they can do it. Don't think they can do it. And they're kids. These are 18 and 19 and 20. Come on.
Well, I think 8 of the Bruins tested positive today.
Right, they did. They just announced it. Yeah, they just announced it. No, it's not happening. Yeah.
Just cancel them all. Cancel it.
I mean,
you got the Pac-12 and the Big Ten both have started an initiative. Some of their players that unionized, or not unionized. They came together as Unity to discuss, to work on protocols for safety, to work on education, to work on getting paid or getting reimbursed for, you know, their likelihood. I didn't read all of the terminology.
They're kids. They're kids.
It's way too much.
They're not going to listen. The students don't listen. They're not going to be disciplined enough to do that. I'm sorry. It's just above their heads.
Look, if adults can't say it,
especially when grown people can't even pull up their mask right, especially when grown people are wearing chin straps around here protecting beards instead of protecting their noses and mouths, then they kids definitely cannot do what the right thing. Exactly. Because you're already going to have an issue with the students, especially some schools where they're only allowing freshmen on campus and all upperclassmen are doing virtual learning, or like you, to your point, Bria, of a hybrid kind of situation. You're already going to have them clustered and gathered together. There's no way you're going to not be able to stop campus gatherings, let alone a football game. You'd have to end it. It just makes sense. It's just
Those college kids that are drunk. You have even less ability to have common sense. Even if you don't have it to begin with, you for sure don't have it after you've had a couple beers at one of the keggers nearby or something. I mean, anything in that, I don't know how you can't even control that.
Right.
Donnell said Morehouse announced all the HBCUs were the first. HBCUs were the first ones on deck. When the homecomings got canceled, I knew there weren't going to be games. So the HBCUs had already put in place that they were no more fall college sports for this year. So they set the trend, actually. And I think it was one of those things that somebody has to speak up and say something to see if others will fall in line. And I think we're going to see that with the D1, D2 schools as well. So,
well, I couldn't believe today. Correct. So Mountain West, our local UNLV teams, they've announced they're going to have 8 conference games and 2 non-conference games, and that their season will start at the end of September, which is already like a whole month off from where they usually would start. But the fact they're still going through with it.
So they're going to be playing at Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play?
And it's the Mountain West. I mean, I don't know. I guess they're going to have no fans, too.
How can they do that if the Raiders are sharing that stadium?
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. How are you doing that in Allegiant?
Well, no, but it's also probably Raiders in LA, because the Chargers and the Rams are going to have to share the same stadium, whether they're playing or not, whether there's fans there or not. They got to share that stadium. So
that's too much contamination for
me. That is. But you got to think about it, though. So if you say the Rams and the Chargers, what is that, over 100 and some players in one space, one bubble, they probably would have to be one of those teams. I don't know how they could travel to play other teams because they're all grouped in together like that.
Right.
I know one will be away while one's home playing in the stadium, but then vice versa. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know. Yeah. This is all a strange, interesting, crazy year. Yeah. And none of it's making any sense. I just go with the flow. I had already psyched in my mind that there wasn't going to be any sports. And the fact that we do have a few little nuggets going on right now, I'm all about it. It's been very helpful. So, and another thing, too, is you're starting up all these seasons or all these leagues up all at once. You have all these overlapping sports that you're going to be watching. The distraction is going to be unbelievable. How can you even keep up? So maybe if we could just stay focused with the NHL season, the baseball season, the WNBA and NBA season, also our MLS season, our USL season, maybe that's just enough. Maybe that's all we need right now. I think
you ladies had mentioned it on your last podcast. As you think about these teams like hockey, basketball, their seasons are ending. You know, this COVID season is going to be ending in October-ish. Mm-hmm. And their usual season, next season, would be starting around the same time, if not November. So you literally got these guys playing. I mean, they had a nice like 4 or 5 month break, but they're going straight back into it again. So, and it's going to be affecting the NFL draft. It's going to be affecting combine. It's going to be affecting, there's already what, 2 or 3 top recruits that have decided not to play this year, whether college sports happens or not, because they decide they're just going to focus on the draft.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. We're supposed to have the draft this last year. We were then given the draft to come back in 2 years. Will the draft even happen live again? Will it ever be in person again?
We don't know. We just don't know. Will 2020 end with the COVID-free environment in 2021? Well, we don't know. We just don't know. We don't even know if we're going to make it next month. Like, where are we going to be? Like, what is going to happen?
But here's the deal.
It was aliens to come down at this point.
It was like February, March, and then all of a sudden now we're in August. Like,
yeah.
I feel like this whole transition just like flew. It was slow, but it was fast at the same time. You know what I mean?
It was.
2020 has been a letdown.
It has.
Also, we were supposed to have the Olympics this year.
Right. Yes. So that got canceled. That's right.
And I was looking forward to that. I wait 4 years for the Olympics to come because I love it. But so if they do it next year, are they going to wait for the next 3 years, or are they going to do the next 4 years?
Well, they're supposed to have the Summer Olympics again next summer. They're supposed to just to have waited. Oh, so here's when the next one would be. I'm going to guess it would be 3 years to keep it that every four-year rotation because it goes every other two is the winter. So I would guess they would still have to keep that same 2-2-2 ratio.
But
And we mentioned that as well, like on our last episode, that if they have the Olympics next year, that still has to be training and exhibition games, like for those players who play in WNBA and the NBA. That's
right.
They're going to be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Most definitely. Yeah, I think that's the only plus that was good for the WNBA this year was because they had already blocked off a month of playing for the summer games for the Olympics. So there was a break in the season for almost like the entire month of, I think, July or something, or like mid-July to mid-August, where the girls, there was no games because, you know, a lot of the girls were playing in the Olympics. So I think that helped them in being able to hopefully prepare for something, not necessarily like this, but it gave them, they were going to have a shortened season anyway, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they will do it.
Huh?
Well, with the Olympics, even if they were to say, let's bring the pro athletes in, they might switch it over and just say, have the college kids play for the Olympics this time and do the Olympic teams like they used to do back in the day. You never know, out of exhaustion.
They could.
Possibly. They're not playing their season. Why not?
Well, that's a good idea.
Things that make you go home in 2020, honey.
Hey.
That might also be tough, I think, for other leagues, for the other countries. So maybe some of those some of those athletes aren't maybe in college or aren't playing, or I don't know. I don't know how their leagues are set up out there. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't either.
And it sounds like Tokyo still is having problems. Whoever Darnell is very knowledgeable, apparently.
Yeah, I'd love it, Darnell. Try to talk about my Lakers, man. Come on, stop it.
But let's talk a little bit about the WNBA first, real quick, because
I love it.
The epitome of a pet. I love these women so much. Okay, so we all know the issues that the Dream was having with their co-owner, Kelly Ofer, who was still in the Senate seat, who was up for re-election. And there was, I think, four teams, Phoenix, Atlanta, and a couple others. They all wore vote Links. Warnock shirts.
Mm-hmm. For Reverend Warnock.
That's who's running against her for her Senate seat.
Nice.
And I think that
Somebody
was
give me a
perfect.
Shirt, because I want one.
Listen. Well, I feel like this is a thing. She kind of drove jabs at BLM saying it's not it's a political thing. No, it's a human rights issue. But now that we're going to be petty and we're going to make it a political thing because you said the wrong thing. So now we're going to push the narrative of voting and how voting matters along with our Black lives. And we're going to vote you out. And we're going to vote you out.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't have said that something was political to begin with. You should have been aligned with your players. That was a huge, huge mistake. And being the fact that you're co-owner, I don't know why the WNBA hasn't taken any actions on just getting her out of there. I don't know what the protocols are for that. I don't know what Kathy Engelbert's doing.
She's got to lose her ownership. On this one, you know?
She's like, got to lose her ownership. She really does.
Because, listen, she's garbage.
Yeah, at that point,
basically.
Much.
That's at all that I had point. To like, I discussed her, like, on our show, and I was just like, I'm not here for her at all. Like half of your team is Black women. Half of your team, I believe, is Black women, and you don't even know. You gotta go. I'm not here for this at all.
And to be clear, it's a cause of a human issue of a female that got killed unjustly, and it's just putting a name on the jersey, and you had a problem with it. Like that already is bad. Like you. Mm-hmm. And then calling it political, that's what did it for me. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, how is that?
They better match.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then she was like, something about like the American flag.
She called it Marxism. She called it all kinds of total things that she doesn't really know the definitions of. I think she was just talking out the wrong end of her body, honestly.
She can go by her name.
She really can. She really can.
By wig. I don't like her either. It's a wig.
Not the wig. Not the wig.
I just don't. I mean, the entire comment or the statement, it just threw me off. Like, I would have never thought, especially in the WNBA, it's already a league where the women are not looked at as equal. I would have never thought that an owner would fix her mouth to even have this type of negativity.
Well, she is not- a Trump supporter, so.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. Big time. Yeah, big time.
It's just, it's not needed. You can go about your day at this point, and we're going to vote you out. So, yeah, I'm not here for it.
And one thing I do regret for the WNBA court, because I'm really feeling what the NBA court is doing as far as the Black Lives Matter, having it on the
court. I love
that. I wish the WNBA would have that on the court as well. I think that would have been like a
They do have a Black Lives Matter on their court. It's just
where is it? Well, it needs to be bigger.
Yeah.
It needs to be bigger because I see it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. That's a problem then. So I think it should be mirrored to that.
But at least they get, at least the WNBA gets to have victims of police brutality written on their, you know, jerseys, whereas the NBA didn't have that option either.
No, they didn't. They had a pre-made list and a prefix list to either take it or leave it. And some players left it. But the ones that did leave it are still honing in the message. And I think,
exactly.
Shout out to media catching wind, because when they were doing post-game interviews, no one wanted to talk about games. They wanted to talk about the social injustices going on. So now the media has gotten slick and started segueing by opening up with the conversation first about social injustices and then talking about the game.
But that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So slick of them.
So I don't know, at least it still gives them their platform, and it gives them the platform.
Oh, it does. It totally does. But it's just funny how they found a loophole in that. It's like, okay, we can't ask them about the game because we know we're going to talk about this first. So
somebody was thinking outside the box.
Yeah, the box. Yeah.
Somebody's learning. I said somebody's learning.
Right.
They're learning.
Yeah.
So besides, I mean, we've seen the Black Lives Matter. I even saw, you know, in the Major League Baseball parks, they have MLB for BLM. What are some other things you think can be done? And I know today there was an announcement that the the NBA's 30 owners would be donating $30 million combined together for 10 years, which for the NBA Foundation, where they're going to be giving back that money into helping with the Black communities in regards to education and career development, job placement, stuff like that.
That's all well and good, but I need the laws changed. I need owners.
I need legislation,
and I need to meet with their local legislative officials and talk about why Breonna Taylor, her murders are still walking.
That's it for me. Arrest them at this point.
And to be honest with you, I've emailed so many times now that the email bounces back to me. They've changed the numbers in the offices. So now when you call, the voicemail is full. So they're getting slick. So now we need the people with the influence and a different hue as us that have that type of influence to talk to legislation in their local cities where their teams are held, where their teams are home based, on why we don't have any good changes going on. I mean, all the resources in the world are great. But if it doesn't do anything for the advancement of us, and it doesn't do anything legally to change our livelihoods or our anything that happens to be punitive to us, then I don't care. I
need legislation and stuff. You can't change all that unless the rules are different. You got to be able to start with legislation.
Yeah, the rules have to be different. You got to go with legislation.
These police can't be walking around and having their jobs for doing shit like this. And they can't be just able to leave and go across state lines and get a job somewhere else.
And they can, and that's what happens, and that's crazy.
I mean, that's crazy
to me.
I'm all about you giving your money. I think that's great. All of that. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah, do all of that. It's great. I'm not saying don't do it, but you have to also put forth some type of action. Like, people need to be losing their jobs because, like, for example, I saw a video yesterday.
These officers
arrested
a whole family.
For the motorcycle. The motorcycle was a minivan.
They were driving a van. How do you mistake a motorcycle for a van? What's the correlation? Like, and then you put kids in handcuffs and you draw your guns on them.
First of all, you have your kids face down on hot pavement in handcuffs.
Come on.
Face down. And there's no motorcycle fitting in a minivan. So how are they able to steal a motorcycle? Come on.
I mean, and how do you confuse the two?
Ridiculous.
And no
amount of apologies is going to... I don't care how much you apologize. Like, you have traumatized children at this point.
You lose your job.
You can't even apologize because it's BS. Like, you can tell. It wasn't like you mistook a sedan for maybe like a minivan. I mean, it wasn't even like you a motorcycle for a van with a family.
No, it was a stolen motorcycle and the plates matched supposedly of the stolen vehicle. That's why I said, is a motorcycle in the minivan? Motorcycles can't fit in the back of the minivan. So who stole the minivan? Like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
What are you talking about right now? This stuff is crazy.
It's ridiculous. At this point,
it is.
at this point, aside from you giving your money, you need to also try to at least like put forth the effort of making a bigger change. People need to start losing their jobs. Make examples out of these people. Make examples out of them.
Yep. And disciplinary action. There should be criminal charges brought against you for doing false arrests. There should be something done to your pension for making false requests. If we have too many officers that have the same citations and complaints, why is their pension not being taken away? Because granted, they could lose their job, but guess what? They still keep their pension. They still get a paid leave. Right. They get all of those things.
And that pension is bank.
It's bank. It's highly influential. And the police unions are very influential. Some of them are the ones that vote certain judges in. It's all a rippling effect. So until then we can get to the meat of all of that and the potatoes of all of that, giving money here, there, and building, great, but it's not going to do, it's not enough. It's not enough. That's not what we're asking for, first of all. That's number one. You're not listening to Black people, and you're not listening to these Black women tonight. That's not what we're asking for. Yeah. We're asking for legislative measures. We're asking for things of human decency and rights and equality of laws that need to be changed. That's what we're asking for. All these other stuff in there. We're asking for something that you're not doing for us right now. So that's making us even more favorite.
Like the whole Black Lives Matter on the court, like whatever. And then like the whole, you can put whatever you want on the back of jersey. Okay, that's fine or whatever, but.
I feel like we're losing steam right now. We need to get back on the pace.
Yeah, and I feel like the NBA commercials, I don't know if you've seen the commercials about like this whole, you know, injustice or whatever, but I feel like it's commercialized. Like
it's like when McDonald's
this situation. Like I don't feel like it's like genuine. They just doing it. I don't know if it's me, but I'm not feeling the Black Lives Matter on the court. I'm not feeling all that.
I like seeing it because it's in their faces, but the message again, and like you said, the action needs to follow. So I agree with you with your point. Yeah. I'm just excited to even see. I would have never thought there'd be a even seeing that on the court. No lie of talking about it. Right. The one thing out of COVID is go ahead.
So once COVID is all done and well and everything's back to normal, are they still going to have this Black Lives Matter on this court? Are they like?
I think it needs to never leave.
Yeah,
I think it needs to be a permanent place on the court. I don't think it needs to leave. I think it's something that, especially when you have a dominant sport like basketball, where a large percentage of your makeup of teams are of us. So yeah, I don't think that needs to leave. I don't think it needs to go anywhere. I think that needs to be a continued mantra for everything. And not to segue, but shout out to Ryan Reeves of the Golden Knights, VGK, who knelt first night of the Stars, and fellow teammate of the Stars that knew Ryan, knelt with him, which was awesome to see. NHL has a long way to go. Their work is not
done. I was in one of those hockey chats and I almost blew my mind.
I don't know why you do your nine. You go to Knights games, right?
I mean, I understand. It's probably the most racist of all sports.
I'm just saying it.
I would say hockey is probably one of the most racist of all sports. They're the most racist fans.
I agree. NASCAR,
but NASCAR, I know it's a sport, but it's not one of my sports. So
not a major,
when I read the comments, and it's from women too. And it's a predominantly women that are talking this. And I'm like, first of all, don't say anything. If you don't understand or you don't get it, don't say anything. But to add in a naive voice, to add in your opinions that you have no knowledge of, no research of, you don't have friends that are dark skinned, you don't have friends that are Black, you don't have friends that have been through any of these things.
The sad thing, Melissa, is they do have friends like that. What are you talking about? So they have friends like that and they still don't get it because their friends are not like the monolithic stereotype of Black people. Oh no, well, there's a different type of Black person. So they have friends like that. The problem is those friends probably never checked them, or they've never been in a situation where they've had to be checked. And in an environment like hockey, and me personally going to a Golden Knights game, I'm not gonna front. It's a very uncomfortable experience. It's fun, but if I don't see myself too often in a mix, then I'm not all the way gonna be feeling at ease to a certain degree, just because of the environment. But I'm not going to lash out and I'm not going to say any racist stuff. However, on the opposite spectrum of that, they do when it's them.
Right.
And so they felt like the VGK or whatever group you saw it in, as a safe space, as a sounding board to say whatever they felt they needed to say. And I've never been challenged on it, never been checked on it. Think about it. We had a black hockey player aside from Ryan Reeves. We had Subban. How much heck were they giving Subban when he would mess up? I would read it. And it's like, really? Y'all riding hard on our goalie, but when Mark Fleury messes up, y'all can't say nothing about Flowers? Y'all ain't as critical as you are with Subban? There is a huge disconnect within the NHL. And to your point, yes, it probably is the most racist thing. But women in general don't have solidarity. And I'm going to say this. Some white women in general don't have solid. You could be a liberal person and still hate us. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's nor here nor there. It's just a matter of it being something that is called to attention and it needs to just be called out. And I think if you saw it, I probably would have been in just going in on them. I probably just would have went in.
I just, because it was so much, but I couldn't, like, I didn't have even that. I mean, it was every single.
I would have gone in. I would have gone in.
I couldn't even.
I'd have made one blanket statement saying, oh, let's see what this page is all about. Seems like there's a lot of racist people on here and I'm going to have to exit stage or report you and then see what they say. Seriously. I got my, can I speak to the manager here too? I got a wig for it. Can I speak to the admin? That's the attitude that I have right now. You want to play that game? I'm going to play it right back. Like, can I speak to the admin, please? It's just not right.
And I think it also continues to be that they want to make it that, oh, why is it about, why is it got to be about the flag? Why are you dealing? It's not even about the flag.
It's never been
about that. It's never been about that.
And it's kind of like how the Kelly and the Dream were making it political. It's not political. And this is not about a flag. It's not about respecting the flag. It's not respecting your country. It's completely different. Has nothing to do with it. You know, Kaepernick went to the Green Beret, right? And he told him that was the thing to do was to kneel. That's the way you can do it peacefully.
But we know who spent that narrative of the flag. We know who put that out there. You know who put the flag thing out there. It was never about the flag until somebody of the higher ups that's sitting in the White House built by slaves said that it was about the flag. The orange one. So that's where they're going with the whole flag thing. Because prior to even with Cap kneeling, they never really had a peep. They had some discernment about it, but they never vocalized it until that man had something to say about it. Now it's a narrative about the flag. So it's basically you just piggybacking off of whatever someone says and you're regurgitating the same verbiage, but you really can't speak for yourself because you really don't know. So if you don't know, then don't say anything. But if I were you, Mel, I'll let you borrow my Can I Speak to the Admin wig. And next time you see that on a post, you need to be like, I'm going to speak to the admin and just report you guys.
Well, that's a whole other conversation to have with the admin. I'm going to talk to the admin.
Like, can I speak to the admin? Because this ain't right. Yeah. This ain't right, you know? And like I said, everybody has a right to their public beliefs or whatever you want to say. But when it just turns into rhetoric that deems hate and reads hate, that's just not right.
Yeah. I'm with you. Hey, I'm here for
it. It is not. It is not. And I just, you know, it's just crazy to me. And there was a NHL player that wrote a great op-ed about the racism
in The Athletic.
In The Athletic that he wrote about racism within the NHL, which I already pretty much knew. Not only is it a very expensive sport to play, so you're not going to have a lot of black kids or any other minorities playing the sport. But then when you do have the opportunity to play the sport, the treatment you get from a child all the way up to professional, high school, college, all of that. It's just like being a black person playing on a lacrosse team. It's the same type of element that you have that you have to personally endure that people don't know those stories about. And the fact that you still know those stories and still act the way you do, that is a problem. Because then there's no human decency there.
None.
So again, I'm going to speak to the admin. I have to ask. And then to Heather Reddy's point, she says it's ridiculous how so many people are on this, well, my house won't be watching sports anymore, kick because they don't like the politics kneeling. First of all, this isn't about politics. Second, she goes into a think what we were saying, we don't give a f by b. I love you, Heather. Thank you for being the ally that you are. Appreciate it. Appreciate the love. Stay on their heads. Because sometimes we can't be the voices. Because guess what? If we become the aggressors and we get into it, we're going to jail. So everybody whose hue ain't like ours, be our aggressors. Be our voices. Channel your inner Mo. Channel your inner Bree, your inner Vicky, your inner whoever. And let them have it. Because unfortunately, the reason we can't always let them have it is because there's different consequences for us than other people.
Yes.
So thank you, Heather.
Yeah.
Love you. Keep fighting. So anyway, that's my soapbox for the night. But I'm just saying, like, this is crazy. It just gets me. It's just so crazy. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just ridiculous. And it really brought tears to my eyes with Bubba Watson and having the solidarity hat.
Bubba Wallace.
From an old race car driver like Richard Petty. Like, are you serious? Like, that brought tears to my eyes. Like, people, they did it so swift. Yes. You know, they did the change so swiftly. And they're not going for it. And they stood their ground. And that's the power and influence that I'm talking about. There are so many others out there in all these leagues that have it. And they're still staying silent. And that's not cool. You know, and I don't want our sports being back and NBA being back or any of the other leagues being back as a distraction either.
No.
I want us to keep posting, keep calling, keep emailing and doing all those things that you possibly can do. Because let me tell you, Kentucky, honey, they've probably tired of me. Now I'm getting emails rejected back to me. Every day I wake up like, let me send another email about Brianna because we're not letting go. We gotta find some new
connects over there then or something.
Anybody out there in the Kentucky area that knows anyone, like, let me know because we'll post it. We'll
chief of police, the mayor, anyone
over there is a black man. I'm trying to still get a hold of him. And that same DA is, he's not really all vested either. So I'm trying to get on his head. Like, bro, what's up with you? So we just have to keep fighting. That's all.
Well, before we round up, I know there was a little bit of news first. I wanted to mention, and I don't know if you ladies brought anything with you as far as for Girl Power, but yesterday, Danny Garcia, The Rock's ex-wife, is one of the equal, if not mutual, or leading partners that bought out the XFL. So it's possible your guys' team may come back. Who knows?
Yeah.
K-A-W, K-A-W.
No, yeah, what do you... That's
Yeah, 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 yeah. Why you don't want to say it? Because let me tell you something. Your St. Louis team had a former Raider on there. I was all about y'all St. Louis team. That was my XFL team.
I will spell it from here to the end. I just will not say it.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Man, they were my team, honey. No.
They bought the league for $15 million, which seems like a steal. And they've also mentioned that they're trying to think of it as like a, they're going to do like a bubble scenario for 2021.
I'm here for it.
Okay. I mean, I hope, but here they're calling it the XFL 3.0 because it's like,
this is the third try.
When's it going to work? You know, let's figure it out.
I love that. To be honest, I prefer the XFL over the NFL.
Yeah.
I honestly did.
What?
Is that because you have it there or is because?
No.
Explain.
No, I just it was different. Like the certain rules that they had. Like it was just different. And then you could hear them. You can hear the coaches and the players.
Right.
It was just different. I don't know. It was different.
I did enjoy that they were mic'd up more and that they were making some of the calls and the referees had like an eye in the sky where they could see it from another angle. They had a referee box upstairs, whatever the case may be. Yeah. So we'll see if that comes into fruition. But I'm excited. I mean, she'd be the first woman in the United States to be a majority or equal part owner of a professional sports league.
That's dope. I think it's dope. And the fact that she still gets along with her ex-husband as fine as he is, and they can work together. Hey.
And here I'll say this. I saw a lot of men posting about The Rock buying this team. And if you actually read the article, it was Danny who saw that they had gone into foreclosure, who knew it was a great opportunity and called The Rock and said, hey, we need to get on this.
Mm-hmm.
So just for clarification.
She's the boss of it all. She is the boss. Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
I welcome it back. I think this is a good opportunity. We'll see how it goes COVID related and what the parameters are, but to take it out of McMahon's hands and do something else with it. It's a Spencer Strassmore moment all over again. You know what I mean?
I'm just happy for the players because I know a lot of them, this was kind of like their second chance or like their opportunity. So I'm happy for the players.
Wow. Yep. Yeah.
And that's a good opportunity, especially now with COVID. I mean, if there's going to be no good draft, we don't have access in combines. You're not going to be able to see some of these players in action. They may not get picked up. They're going to need a place to go to get seen.
Right. Right.
And the XFL is on that spot right now. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes. Man, we're already at an hour and 15 minutes. See how
I know we had great talk. I love talking to the sisters. This is fun. I love it. So where can they find you, ladies? Where are you accessible? And when's your show air and all of that good stuff?
So we drop content on Tuesdays. And we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Okay.
And we're also on YouTube. Our YouTube is WDWKAS Podcast.
Okay. And we also have a Twitter. That's What Do Women Know One, and it's spelled KNO and the number one.
And then our Instagram is also WDWKAS Podcast.
Okay, so I'm going to subscribe and follow to all of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll do it right back.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We do it right back. I do follow right back. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
So if anyone's out there watching, make sure you subscribe to both of our podcasts. Make sure you share it to let people know that there are women out there who know their sports, who enjoy talking sports. And again, we will catch you all next Wednesday if you're watching for Girl Chat Sports. And ladies, we'll see you again tonight. We'll definitely got to get back on with you. We appreciate you coming on. We enjoyed the conversation and we really appreciate it. So,
and go Lakers, Bree. You're welcome. And go Lakers, Bree. Go Lakers.
I love Lakers.
Real quick, before we sign off, go ahead.
Just to let y'all know, I was a Lakers fan, okay? But
that's right.
After Kobe left, I was like, nah, I'm good.
But, so where are you now? Are you with Bulls and Zach LaVine and all of those guys or what?
I don't have a team. I really don't.
Well, you need to come on, hop on that purple and gold train, honey, because we might be champions this year. And guess what? We got the angel of Kobe Bryant. We wear our little patch every game and our armband and all that
good
stuff.
It's until I accept LeBron and the Lakers, okay?
I understand. That's a period of adjustment. I get it. But he's here.
I'm good with it now. I'm good.
I'm a Lakers fan, but I am also a Brooklyn Nets fan. But it's because I'm following my husband, Kevin Durant. That's the only reason why.
Okay.
Kevin Durant is a Sonic.
He was a Sonic. Yeah.
So I like
I mean, he crazy, was I mean, he was a Longhorn so, at yeah, first. So, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, ladies, we really appreciate you. Okay.
Easy Money Cypher, honey. He'll be back. Easy Money Cypher will be back. Don't worry. That's gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, you guys. We really appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next week.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.